Shasta Lake and neighboring friends. The Queen of Dragons has your back with premium products at prices that work for you. As the longest standing dispensary in the area, our local team knows exactly what you need. Our shelves are stocked with the freshest flower in town. From our premium, fresh, and local line to our budget-friendly options featuring Emerald Junkies and Tricana Boys. Don't miss our famous Flower Friday deals. Top quality at unbeatable prices. And for the green thumbs out there, clones are now in store for the growing season. Join our Dragons Reward Program and earn points with every purchase. Stop by 5044 Shasta Dam Boulevard in the city of Shasta Lake or call us for delivery at 530-276-9771 or check out our menu at thequeenofdragons.com. The Queen of Dragons, premium offerings, unbeatable value just for you.
The Ramsey Show.
You actually can help people, and you don't help them by giving them a government program. You help them by showing them the way out. People love me enough to put their arm around me and show me a different way. I didn't figure it all out in my own head. So there's a power to hope, but that's not some kind of false panacea positive thinking way. It works. You can't positive think your way into everything, but you can't negative think your way into anything.
Listen weekdays at noon on KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio station.
He still believes the American dream. His last breath, he'll always be a soldier.
Heard on great radio stations all across America. It's the National Defense.
Welcome to the National Defense, made possible by Ford, by the Home Depot, by T-Mobile, by Prevagen, and by the Wounded Warrior Project.
Welcome back to the National Defense. It's Randy Miller, and Tyson Wrench is with us. Man, what a story this is. There's a podcast called the True Crime News Presents American Hustlers, which I cannot wait to listen to. And it's hosted by a couple of ladies, Kim Cantner and Julie Golden. And one of the great stories on the podcast involves Tyson Wrench, and he joins us here in the National Defense. Tyson, how are you?
I'm doing great. I'm on this side of the grass still, so that is after listening to the podcast, you'll all be thankful.
Yeah, I mean, so many things involved with you on this podcast, including I guess you were the victim of a serious con, huh?
Yeah, you know, basically I was out of the country for a month and 3 weeks into my trip. And again, this is before the iPhone and before Facebook or anything like that. So we had to go to internet cafes to do anything on the internet. Mm. And I went to pay my credit cards, and all of my bank accounts were empty. So I flew home from Rio de Janeiro unannounced a week early. And when I got to my home, someone had moved in and other people's clothes in my closet and
what?
Furniture and yeah. And someone had put my life on like a jacket, and it turned out to be my best friend of 5 years who, it turns out after a little research, I discovered was part of a 3-man con team who had been wreaking havoc on the West Coast for almost a decade and been getting away with it because it was all white collar crime.
All right, well, let's go back to when you discovered that you had no money in your bank accounts. I mean, what was your first? I know if that happened to me, I would just be beside myself and trying to find out everything I could. So what was your first move after finding that out?
So honestly, it was denial. I actually went back. I was with some friends, and I left the internet cafe and walked to dinner. And then just kind of either stared at them and told them what I saw. And genuinely, I actually thought that maybe because I was in Rio, that perhaps the bank as a security feature made the balance of zero so that, you know, somebody who was trying to hack into my account would see that there was no money. And then my friends kind of slapped me and said, that's not how it works.
Right.
Go back and fix yourself. And that's when reality kind of set in. And, I went to the airport, and just this, again, we're talking 18 years ago. So I, that's when, you remember when the airlines were nice? And
yeah, when you could talk to somebody at the airlines.
And then you could tell them, hey, I don't have any money, but I've been robbed and I need to go home. And they'd say, sir, we'll get you home. Yeah, that's what happened.
Oh, wow. Wow. That's a miracle. We're talking to Tyson Wrench here in the National Defense. The podcast True Crime News presents American Hustlers. So these con artists, which of these guys was your friend? Was it Danny Garcia?
Danny Garcia, yep. Danny Garcia was my my best friend. And then he had introduced me to a friend of his named Kushal Narula, who was a prince from Nepal. And they had a bit of a tumultuous relationship, so I wasn't always his biggest fan. But Kushal was one of those, wealthy princes, wealthy royal people who, threw money around. And, they were always kind of arguing all the time. And, Danny would always complain to me that other people had been ripping him off. And, Danny was one of the friends that I had in San Francisco where, his family had money. So, he and I could go do some things. And I had ridden the .com boom. So I had done pretty well here in San Francisco for my age, in my late 20s, early 30s. And we could kind of go do the crazy things together, travel together. And but I really kind of wanted to get him away from the prince. And I just, kind of bad news. But unbeknownst to me, and nor was I, again, I lived this sort of rose-colored lens life, and never thought that people were, I guess, shady people were in other people's lives,
right.
And
that will never happen to me, kind of thing.
Exactly, the when you watch those, when you watch Dateline, it's other people's lives.
Right. It seems like any time the word prince is involved in a conversation, it always turns out to be a shady situation. Did you have any inkling at all when you were friends with this guy that he was, doing these kind of things?
No. In fact, there were times where he had called and said, hey, I'm in Italy and my credit card won't work. Can you cover my hotel bill?
Mm.
And then he would pay me back. And so there was nothing that wasn't like super out of the ordinary. But if you remember that movie, The Sixth Sense, when, ring dropped and Bruce Willis had all those memories come flooding back, exactly what happened to me. Because there were a bunch of little flags that came flooding back that was like, oh, yeah, that all makes sense. Mm-hmm. There was the time where I called his house where his mom and dad lived, trying to find him. And his dad answered, and his dad said, oh, hey, are you okay from your motorcycle accident? And I'm like, I don't even ride a motorcycle. I think he had me. And he was dead set that I had, been really badly injured in a motorcycle accident.
Oh, yeah.
Danny had clearly, told him something to somehow use it as an excuse to whatever he was doing. But, I had also, when I went to call all of our circle of friends to tell them that Danny was a bad seed, no one would take my call.
Oh.
Already gotten to them, and because again I was in my late 20s, early 30s with an expensive home in San Francisco. I had worked for a tech company, and so we were part of the very first group of people who were piloting the work at home technology. So I was working at home 20 years ago before it was a thing. And So he had told everybody I was one of San Francisco's largest drug dealers. And so that's
Wow.
So if you answered my phone call, you'd be part of the investigation. And I only found that out because when I was at the bank reviewing all of the security footage of him stealing my money, I stole one of the surveillance photos and had to, you know, scan and email that to everybody and say, look, here he is stealing my money. Now who do you believe, right? And that was the only way literally recover my reputation. And then I couldn't get a police report because the bank got their money back and they didn't take anything from my house. They left things in my house. So I came out ahead.
Wounded Warrior Project helps post 9/11 veterans and their families realize what's possible. With support and resources that bring warriors together and empower them to become stronger, both inside and out.
It's possible to begin healing,
to get the help you need,
to find peace.
And as each warrior's needs evolve, so do we. Because these last 20 years are just the beginning. Learn more at woundedwarriorproject.org/possible.
David is a real Prevagen user, and this is his story.
Nice to meet you. My name is David. I've been a pharmacist for 44 years, and I'm from Flowery Branch, Georgia. When I first started taking Prevagen, I noticed stuff just seemed to come together and fit like a jigsaw puzzle. When I have customers come in, I recommend Prevagen. Number one, because it's safe and effective, does not require a prescription. And I've been taking it quite a while myself, and I know it works.
I wouldn't recommend something like Prevagen if I didn't think it was worth it because it works so good for me.
And I love it when the customers come back in and tell me, David, that really works so good. Makes my day.
Prevagen, at stores everywhere without a prescription. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Testimonialist was compensated for their time.
There are other automakers in Detroit, but there's only one that's built for Detroit. Ford, the motor company that remembers the Motor City who birthed it. The one restoring the old train station. The one that employs more hourly workers in the U.S. than any other automaker. The one that assembles more vehicles in the U.S. than any other manufacturer. The one that supplied PPE to frontline workers in Detroit and assembled ventilators and respirators when the U.S. needed them. The one with a football field in Detroit named after the century-old family-led business started right here in Detroit. Built for Detroit. Built for America. Built Ford proud.
Based on Center for Automotive Research data, based on IHS Market CYE 2019 U.S. light vehicle production data, assembled with U.S. and imported content.
Hi, I'm Mike Richmond of the U.S. Department of Veterans Affairs with information on an important free resource for veterans, the VA Health and Benefits app. The tool is like a one-stop shop for veterans. It allows them to view or cancel VA medical appointments, send and receive messages from healthcare providers, and download VA benefit letters to provide veteran status or disability payments. Veterans can also manage existing VA claims, find the closest VA medical centers, and get quick access to the VA crisis line. You can download the Health and Benefits app on your iPhone or at the Google App Store, or wherever you normally get your mobile apps. If you already use this app, please share your feedback on your phone's App Store. That's the VA Health and Benefits mobile app. I'm Mike Richmond.
Now is a great time to prepare for the upcoming wildfire season. REU and city staff are busy clearing vegetation to mitigate wildfire risk to our power lines, facilities, and the community. You can also prepare by trimming back shrubs and tree branches that are closer than 5 feet from your home. Clear debris from your roof and gutter and clear dead vegetation on your property. For information about tree trimming and proximity to power lines, call 530-224-4356. Please remember, we all need to work together to prevent wildfires in our community.
Every day, your life is filled with choices. And when a health crisis happens, you need to be prepared to choose the best healthcare partner. That's when Shasta Regional Medical Center is there to answer the call above the rest. Ranked best in Reading and in the nation for patient safety and clinical excellence, you can be confident that when you choose Shasta, you are choosing superior care, safety, and excellence for you and your family. Choose Shasta at ShastaRegional.com.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
We're talking to Tyson Wrench here in the National Defense. So you come back from this trip, all of your money is gone, and you find that your house is it looks totally different than the way you left it. What did they do?
They'd been living there, right? I mean, there was some different furniture, there was new clothes, there was, you know, jewelry, there were, you know, pizza boxes everywhere. There was conveniently a nice little pile of cocaine on the dining room, formal dining room table. it was clearly
wow.
A party. They had been living my life as like a jacket. I had bought a new car before I left, and I used the GPS system to backtrack the car, and I had found somebody who they had met and picked up and partied with, and he had seen a driver's license with is Danny's photo and my name, and that was what I needed to finally get a police report, just to get something that just showed that he had unauthorized use of my car and credit cards.
Wow.
And even then, I could only get a non-extraditable warrant, so they wouldn't even go get him. And so, you know, after my third detective, I'm kind of being a pain in the butt here to the
right.
Detective. I want justice, right? And the detective says, Tyson, I'm sorry, but, in this case, everybody's been made whole, and we don't have the manpower because, no one was injured. So until someone gets hurt, we're just not going to be able to do anything about it, and these guys are going to continue to get away with it. And so we ended up naming our book this back in 2018.
Yeah, I saw you wrote a book about this.
Yeah, and because that line just stuck with me, until someone gets hurt. And so, here we are, I'm getting told this in 2007, and in, 2008, someone does get hurt, and in fact, they get murdered. Mm. And, and that really, really, really pissed me off.
Yeah. So did you end up then? Were the detectives a lot more amenable to looking into this?
Yeah. So what happened was I ended up getting a phone call from a friend, part of our big circle of friends, and he had said, hey, my roommate is starting to date Danny. In fact, they're going to Hawaii tomorrow, and I want to warn him, but I don't want to be that roommate that causes trouble. What can you give me? And so I send him what I have, and then I come across the fact that Prince Kushal has been arrested for a jewelry theft in Marin County, which is just north of the Golden Gate Bridge. And I call the victim, tell him my story, and tell him that I've been hunting these guys for a couple of years. and what can you give me? And he tells me that he doesn't know where they're living, but he knows that a missing person, they've been going to Palm Springs because a friend of theirs named Cliff in Palm Springs has gone missing. So I start search with some of my friends. We start a little internet sleuthing, and we come across an article and a web page called helpfindthemissing.org, which is for finding missing people. And there is an article about a man who'd gone missing over the Christmas holiday. He didn't show up for the Festival of Lights parade in Palm Springs. And you know how people can leave some lines, they can leave comments below articles.
Right.
And they usually have, they're about, you know, Obama or Satan or something that has nothing to do with the article.
Right.
But this one said, the last person I saw him with was a well-dressed man with a well-dressed Indian man with a British accent. And that describes the Nepalese prince to a T, because he was always so sharply dressed and always commenting on how expensive his shoes were. And, there's a much longer story, and you'll hear it in the podcast, but
wow.
I end up in the Palm Springs Police Department, and I am telling all, and they call me a week later, and unlike any other police department in this country, the Palm Springs Police Department pulled through, and they have arrested everybody except my friend Danny, and they say, you know, where do you think we can find him? And I'm like, he's in Mexico, if he knows you're looking for him. And they said, well, actually, we're seeing signs that he's in Sacramento. And I'd done a little bit of chasing in my day, and I found, you know, I'd been chasing them in Sacramento, and I said, well, I can tell you this is where he's hiding. They called me back a couple days later and said, thank you, we found him. And
Wow. I mean, you turned into a detective yourself. This is such a fascinating story. True Crime News presents American Hustlers is the podcast. And are you okay now? Did you get all of your stuff back?
I did take some losses because I had a bunch of my money was in Europe, and I was afraid he was going to get it, and yeah, I'll figure the details on all that. But I did come out as a loss. But what's more important to me is that this isn't even the start of the story. It gets crazier from here. So we recorded this story, and we're going to tell you a whole bunch of cons. But we recorded this in 2019, and my whole point of this is to tell everybody, to warn you about the other cons, so that you aren't a victim of things like this. But as we were recording it in 2019, it comes back to life. And there's another murder. And I'm not going to spoil anything, but put on your seatbelt, because even we were not expecting what happens in this podcast.
Wow.
Here we were thinking we'd have this crazy story in 2019 for you, and then the pandemic hits and we go off the rails. The book ends in 2013, and then buckle up.
I can't wait. Tyson, listen, man, thank you so much. It's such a scary experience for everybody, obviously, with so many cons out there, but thank you for telling your story. This is incredible. We'll be right back here on the National Defense.
Listen as students and young adults interview well-respected CEOs on our national radio show, RealWorldLeaders.org, to learn secrets for success and how to use them to propel their careers.
I learned how important perseverance is when starting a business. You've obviously been through a lot, and the fact that you've been able to make your business as big as it is today is incredibly impressive.
What piece of advice did he speak to that really sparked you or lit you up a little bit?
Advice about his circle, how he didn't let his friend's opinion define what he wanted to do.
And I learned that in one of those mobile development centers. My business coach told me to start building my mastermind circle. And I didn't want to do it because you want to have your best friends there, and sometimes it's not a good decision. I didn't have anybody that I would look up and say, wow, I want to be
To
like
hear
that.
More and to help us introduce your high school, GED, work-ready, and college students to our CEOs, visit our website at realworldleaders.org. That's realworldleaders.org.
You're listening to KCNR 96.5 FM at 1460 AM, your talk radio. Online at KCNR1460.com.
At Stifel Nicolaus, I am committed to offering investors personalized investment guidance. Stifel is a full-service organization with department staff with professionals that specialize in a wide range of investment opportunities. We strive to give each account, regardless of size, careful individual attention. This is financial advisor Susan Eastman at 530-244-7199. Let's talk today about a personalized plan. Again, that number, 530-244-7199.
A cancer diagnosis changes everything. But at Valor Oncology, located right here in Reading, you'll never face it alone. At some places, you see a rotating door of doctors, unfamiliar faces who don't know your history. But at Valor, you'll see the same expert team, a team that knows you, your treatment plan, and your journey. We have a Harvard-trained oncologist, a highly skilled female breast surgeon, compassionate and experienced nurses and nurse practitioners, and an incredibly dedicated staff that genuinely cares for you and your family. Our cutting-edge technology rivals top universities, but it's right here in Reading. You deserve the best care and a team that stays by your side. Call 530-900-4000 or visit valor.org to schedule a consultation. Valor Oncology, rooted in Reading, focused on you. Call 530-900-4000 or visit valor.org to schedule a consultation.
Join Aaron and Bill for We the People Radio, Sundays, noon until 2.
It's conservative talk radio with a liberal dose of humor. Get the whole story from experts around the world delivering facts rather than opinion.
Missed a show? Busy at noon? No problem. Listen to our free archives when you have time. No commercial interruptions or download restrictions. We the People Radio.
.us.
Hi, this is Chuck Kenny, owner of Shasta Gas Propane and a Vietnam veteran. With Memorial Day coming up this 26th of May, I would like to remind you that it is more than a three-day weekend. With the words from President Ronald Reagan in one of his many Memorial Day speeches, he had just received the bodies of four Marines who had died while on active duty. He said, "There is a special sadness that accompanies the death of service members, because our country is never quite good enough to them. Not really. We can't be. Because what they gave us is beyond our power to repay. And all we can do is remember. Most of them were boys and girls when they died, and they gave up two lives. The one they were living and the one they would have lived. They gave up everything for us, and all we can do is remember and honor them. This Memorial Day, please remember and honor our fallen service men and women."
Welcome back to the National Defense. It's Randy Miller. Okay, hey, listen, I am so hooked on this new show on Apple, Your Friends and Neighbors. And, of course, John Hamm is a big part of that. The other big part for me is Lena Hall. She is incredible. Tony Award winner, Grammy nominee, and she stars alongside John Hamm on the new Apple series, which is just killing it. And there's a new episode every Friday. And Lena is also an incredible singer. She's got a new EP of her music from the series. She joins us here on the National Defense. Lena, how are you?
I'm good. How are you? Oh, I'm really happy to be here.
Hey, I love you on this show. And when you did, I think it was, did you do Hold Me Now? Was that the one that you did last week?
Yeah, the Thompson Twins song.
Yeah, so as soon as that song, as soon as you sang that, I got right on online and looked you up, and I was like, who is that? I mean, your voice is just so incredible. I've listened to all five songs of the EP. I love Wise Up. I am such a huge new fan.
That makes me so happy. I'm so glad you did that.
Oh, wow. That is so good. And you play John Hamm, who plays Coop. You play his younger sister, and Coop is busy stealing from all of the neighbors, all the wealthy neighbors in the neighborhood. And you seem to be, so far in the series, maybe the most normal.
Yeah.
Would that be fair?
That's what I've been getting. Like, that's the feedback I've been getting from everyone. It's like the character who should be the one who's kind of fallen apart,
right,
is the one who's the most normal out of all of these other people, right, in this neighborhood. It's fun to be playing John Hamm's little sister. It's a great character and a great role, and I absolutely loved giving her and giving the show some heart.
Yeah, and you really do. We're talking to Lena Hall here in the National Defense, your friends and neighbors on Apple. And, you know, the part that you play, I can just see this, and you know, I'm sure you can't say anything, but I could see this developing into a huge role for you. How did the part come about for you?
I auditioned for it. I put myself, it's called a self-tape, and so you basically, like, do the scene, you record yourself, and then you send it into a casting director, and that's it. And you really never, I do self-tapes all the time. I never hear back. I'll hear back maybe 1% of the time. So for me, I put myself on tape for this, and I remember when I read the audition scene, it opened with my character, Allie, playing guitar, sitting on a lawn, singing Fake Plastic Trees by Radiohead. And I'm a huge Radiohead fan.
Yeah.
I have a cover of all Radiohead songs on Spotify already. Like, and so for me, I was like, I looked at that and I was like, oh man, this is so awesome because this character is already very me. and the dialogue as well was so easy to do. Jonathan Tropper wrote great character. And so I put myself on tape, but I sent it in and then I just forgot about it. And so then I got a call back, essentially. So they called me and they wanted me to do a chemistry read with John. And I had forgotten what I had put myself on tape for. I was like, I was like, no, because I've done so many and I never get anything. Like, why would I ever book this?
Right. Did you know that John Hamm was in the show when you auditioned?
When I originally put myself on tape, I didn't read that part. All I read was the character, the size, and I put myself on tape for it. Because I just wanted to do what was natural for me with the sides. I didn't want to get too much into, like, who's in it and anything like that. Because
right.
I feel like my first initial reaction to what the character is the best one. And just to go with that and not to think way too much about, you know, just the things that kind of don't really necessarily affect the character too much, right? So,
and were you so mad when you found out John Hamm was in it? You're like, oh, no. Not that guy.
No, shocked. Because I was like, how am I getting a call back to this? I was like, there's no way in hell I'm going to book this. Like, no way. They're going to go to some famous person that's got tons of followers. You know, they're not going to go to me. But then I did my chemistry read with John, and I booked it.
You guys,
like, right there.
You have such great chemistry on the show. The show is called Your Friends and Neighbors. It's on Apple. I'm talking to Lena Hall here on the National Defense. And, I mean, the show is so instructional for me, because I have now started stealing from my friends and neighbors, and it's, I mean, you make it really easy on the show to just kind of, you know, follow the manual, and so it's really working out well for me on that end too. But now, hey, Lena, you have done so much. I mean, you were great in Snowpiercer with Jennifer Connelly. You've done a lot of theater, and I read somewhere that your singing career started when you were 7 years old singing for the Pope in front of 50,000 people. Is that right?
Yeah, it was an accident. I grew up in like a very artistic family. My dad, he was a choreographer, and he had his own ballet company, and he was choreographing kind of the opening ceremony for the thing. And I wasn't involved, but I was sitting and I was watching rehearsal, and there were these three little kids that were singing a song during rehearsal, and I guess I was singing along in the back. So one of the kids dropped out of the event, and so someone had heard me singing in the background along, and they were like, well, she knows it and she should sing it. So then I ended up singing for the Pope when I was 7 years old. I peaked my career.
That's right. I'll tread water the rest of my career after this.
Dragon of the 50,000 people. Am I going to get that again?
That was so interesting, though, that your mom and dad both into ballet, right?
Yes. Yeah.
Yeah, and did you also dance?
Yeah, I grew up, I was basically, you know, bred like a show pony to be a ballerina, but I ended up, and I was a ballerina, very strict ballerina until I was about 12, and then I kind of relaxed off of that, but I still danced until I left home for tour with Cats, the national tour of Cats, 18 years old. So ballet was a huge part of my life, and I mean, it's still a part of my life. It is one of my favorite art forms to watch. I think it's so beautiful, but I was never kind of dedicated enough for it. It's a really strict discipline. And it's such a difficult art form, and I have a lot of respect for it, but I wasn't in love with it like I am with singing and with acting.
Yeah, so. Well, the singing is so good, and the EP comes out today, right?
Yeah, I have an EP. It dropped already. It's called Songs from Your Friends and Neighbors, which is the songs that Ali Cooper sings in the show Your Friends and Neighbors. I decided that since I was doing like little snippets of these songs in the show, I thought maybe the audience would want to listen to full versions of them.
I mean, what a brilliant idea. And the timing on it is just perfect as well, because it really showcases, you know, what you can do and what you sound like. So I'm excited to see what happens to your music career after this.
Yeah, I'm excited to see what happens. I'm excited to see... if I'm hireable again, we'll see.
Oh, you're so cool. You know, our audience is mainly active duty military, veterans and their families. Do you have any military in your family that you know about?
Yeah, my grandfather, he was in the Navy. He went to World War II.
Oh, wow.
And, and my grandmother was his sweetheart, and they got married right on D-Day.
Oh, my gosh. Wow. That little nugget. Wow, that's fantastic.
Yeah. And my grandmother just passed. She just passed last year. Mm-hmm. And for her memorial, my sister and I sang I'll Be With You in Apple Blossom Time, which is the Andrews Sisters song.
Wow.
And what was interesting was my grandmother, she was a singer. And so when my grandfather was on the ship, when he was out with the Navy, she recorded herself singing one of those songs, one of those Andrews Sisters songs, and she sent it to the ship for him to listen to. But because no one had personal devices, right, they played it on the ship, on the
Wow.
And they played it over and over and over again because the guys on the ship loved it.
Wow. Oh, what a beautiful story. That's so cool.
So good.
Well, Lena,
for sure.
Lena, it's so great to talk to you. Congratulations on all the success, and I can't wait for the episode tonight. Let's go, Your Friends and Neighbors. I love it.
Awesome. Well, thank you for having me. I'm really honored.
We'll be right back here in the National Defense.
At the Home Depot, we know Mother's Day is a big deal. So what are you working on for Mom this year? With a little help from the Home Depot, you can help create a space just for her. We have a wide variety of patio sets and outdoor furniture that will make the perfect gift for Mom. Just add a few hanging baskets for a pop of color and texture for the perfect finishing touch. Shop outdoor furniture, flowers, gifts, and more for Mother's Day, in-store and online at the Home Depot.
Hello, Detroit. It's the Ford Motor Company. This city has changed a lot over the last century. So has America. And we wouldn't have been around for this long if we didn't turn that change into progress. We've pledged to make our most iconic vehicles electric, to provide access to North America's largest public charging network, to use 100% renewable energy across all global manufacturing plants by 2035. And we couldn't have done it without the thousands of Detroiters working with us to turn progress into a reality. We're proud to be built for America. We're even prouder to be built by Detroit. And though we've helped give the Motor City its name, the Motor City has given us our legacy. Built for Detroit. Built for America. Built Ford proud.
Based on IHS Market CYE 2019 U.S. light vehicle production data. Based on original equipment manufacturers, automotive manufacturers that sell all electric vehicles and have publicly announced charging networks. Department of Energy data used. Ford Pass compatible with select smartphone platforms is available via download. Message and data rates may apply.
David is a real Prevagen user, and this is his story.
Nice to meet you. My name is David. I've been a pharmacist for 44 years, and I'm from Flowery Branch, Georgia. When I first started taking Prevagen, I noticed stuff just seemed to come together and fit like a jigsaw puzzle. When I have customers come in, I recommend Prevagen. Number one, because it's safe and effective, does not require a prescription. And I've been taking it quite a while myself, and I know it works. I wouldn't recommend something like Prevagen if I didn't think it was worth it because it works so good for me. And I love it when the customers come back in and tell me, David, that really works so good. It makes my day.
Prevagen, at stores everywhere without a prescription. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Testimonialist was compensated for their time.
The Red Cross responds to nearly 66,000 disasters every year, most of them house fires. Red Cross President and CEO Gail McGovern says you need to develop an evacuation plan and practice it, especially with your children. It takes just 2 minutes for a home to be engulfed in flames.
Practice those drills. We all think our kids know what to do. They don't. We need to teach them. We have started a large campaign where we're going into vulnerable communities and helping install smoke alarms. Already 92 lives were saved, and 4 of those lives were saved by a 5-year-old girl who remembered what we taught them during these fire drills, and she got her family out. We also have a slew of free apps that people can download onto their smartphones. It's what to do in every kind of disaster you can imagine, how to prepare and how to recover.
To help support all the Red Cross does and to make a financial donation, go to redcross.org. That's redcross.org.
Hi friends, RC here with Tobacco and Brew, bringing you this month's Cigar of the Humidor. Arturo Fuente Chateau Maduro, handmade in the Dominican Republic with a dark Connecticut broadleaf wrapper, giving us a rich, medium-bodied cigar with pleasant notes of coffee, vanilla, and sweet spiciness. Get yours today at Tobacco and Brew, Redding, California.
Hello there, this is Kevin Cry. Starting March 12th, every other Sunday, I will be on KCNR, Your Talk Radio, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. I will be discussing the issues that matter to you most. You'll be able to call in directly, ask questions, and have a dialogue, open and free, every other Sunday, right here on KCNR, Your Talk Radio.
At Cornerstone Community Bank, you're more than just a customer. You're our friends, neighbors, the local businesses where we shop, and the restaurants where we dine. Your success strengthens our community. Come meet our amazing teams in Redding, Red Bluff, and our newest location in Anderson. and find out why we are more than banking. Cornerstone Community Bank, member FDIC and equal housing lender.
Invest in your future today with a degree or certificate from Shasta College. Get job ready fast with one of our high demand career technical programs like nursing, heavy equipment, and welding. Or work on transferring to a CSU or UC with guaranteed placement. Full-time students get 2 years tuition free. Summer session begins June 9th. Click or call 242-7650. Your success starts at Shasta College.
This is Ted Leidy with Northern Firearms Instruction. Do you have a crazy schedule and can't seem to get to a class to qualify for your CCW, CCW renewal, or maybe learn to use that new firearm you just purchased? Consider a private class with NFI. Learn to shoot a handgun, rifle, shotgun, or even a BB gun. Classes are taught by an instructor that you choose on your dates and location. Give NFI a call at 530-999-1822 or visit us online at usgunpro.com. This is Ted Leidy, and I'll see you at the range.
Hours and his new limited podcast series, Trained to Kill, The Dog Trainer, The Heiress, and The Bodyguard, examining dark love triangle. Man, I mean, come on. Peter, how you doing?
Randy, I'm doing really well, and it's an honor to speak with you and your audience.
Well, thank you so much. This just sounds so good. I mean, just the title alone. And, you know, it's so funny. I think the titles are as much of an attraction to podcasting as anything else, don't you?
Absolutely. And it's funny because when we did this, I said, and we came up with this title, and initially I said, it almost sounds like a children's book. You know, the dog trainer, the heiress, and the butt. And I said, is this tough enough? And they said, yeah, we think this is going to work. And it did. But it's a story that is literally kind of leaps from what a screenwriter might put up and hand off to a producer of the big movie studio, and the studio head would go, no way, this isn't true. And it is. This is one of the most unique stories I have ever covered in my life. I'm from the state of Washington where this occurred. I know Anacortes really well. My family, they homesteaded on islands near Anacortes. So this is a deeply personal story for me and one that I gave my all.
Wow. We're talking to Peter Van Zandt here on the National Defense, a four-time Emmy Award winner, 48 Hours. And for you, Peter, to say that this is a story that was unique to you, I mean, you've seen maybe not all of it, but most of it on 48 Hours, right?
Absolutely. But what is fascinating about this story is the characters. You know, Mark Stover, he came from poverty, a very talented dog trainer. He'd been expelled from high school for drug use. Somebody gives him a dog as a gift, and he falls in love with that dog, gets into dog training, and from nowhere he ends up building with Linda Updike, the heiress who brought her dog in just to have it trained. These two started a business together and grew it into $1 million a year dog training business. That's Linda Updike, whose father was one of the most wealthy people in the state of Washington. And so these two were together for 11 years, then decide to get married. But just a few months after marriage, Linda claimed that Mark Stover had become quite mean-spirited and controlling. She says, I want to leave you. She goes to eastern Washington over the Cascade Mountains to a town called Winthrop. He follows her. He's harassing her. He's stalking her. He's threatening her. He leaves voicemails like, you would not believe. I know what I can do to you. You know what I can do to you. Because he was a big-time hunter on the side. And then she ends up hiring a guy named Michael Oakes, a security expert, to teach her about firearms and to turn her house into a protective fortress. They fall in love, and this love triangle then begins. Oakes thinks he's being threatened by Stover. Stover thinks he's being threatened by Linda Updike's father, Wally, the wealthy guy. And it's crazy until you get to October 2009. An employee shows up in Mark Stover's dog training business. She goes up to the house to use the bathroom, opens the door, strong smell of bleach. She sees blood. She sees Mark's dog whimpering on the ground. It's got turns out three bullets in the skull. It's still alive. They call the cops. They come over. As the lead detective told me, the blood spatter told a story. It was a story of murder. And that's just a part of this thing. You wouldn't believe the backstory to this and the fact that I got to Linda Updike, interviewed her three times, I got to Michael Oakes, interviewed him before he testified, it's fascinating.
Wow. Yeah, that kind of access, too. We're talking to Peter Van Zandt here in the National Defense, the new podcast series, Trained to Kill, the dog trainer, the heiress, and the bodyguard. Is the podcast out right now?
It's out. There's so far, there are four episodes that are out. The next one drops in just 2 days. And you can get it on any of your, you know, Spotify, sure. Apple. 48 Hours Plus has a deal that if you get it through them, you get next week's edition a week before everybody else does. But it's all out there for people to listen to. Just go to wherever you listen to your podcast and you'll find it.
Wow. My wife and I travel quite a bit. We do a lot of camping. And these kind of podcasts, I mean, they just absolutely are essential for us to travel somewhere, because it just hooks you in. And like you say too, Peter, the backstories on some of these things. And a lot of times these stories are, you know, like you say, they've been out there for a while, but nobody has ever heard about them. And to uncover something like this, it's like a gem, isn't it?
Yeah, and journalistically for me, this is what, when I did it first for 48 Hours, to me that was a nice magazine piece, but this is the movie. And the movie is incredible. We did 6 parts, we probably could have done 10. Huh. There is just so much backstory, and when these people can all tell their story, you know, be with Linda at her home as she's taking me around, moving a tapestry, and there's a pistol on a magnet behind it, in every drawer that's within 6 feet of each other, there's another weapon. What she went through, the harassment that she endured. But the big question today, even today, is the lead investigator has always wondered if Linda Updike doesn't know more about this killing than has ever been let on, because Michael Oakes was living with her at the time. He leaves at 2 o'clock in the morning to go over to Anacortes, drove that 3-hour drive. He comes back at the end of the day to her house. When Oakes committed the murder, he put on Mark Stover's trademark hat and overcoat and drove his car away from the scene, where employees thought it was Mark Stover going somewhere. Well, how would he have known to put that hat on and that coat on unless Linda Updike told him? And she's never been charged with anything. And during the course of this, I challenged her on this. We had very direct interviews, and I did my job, and it's fascinating to hear what she has to say.
Oh, man, I can't wait. It's called Trained to Kill, the dog trainer, the heiress, and the bodyguard. And, Peter, before you get out of here, I just want to thank you for your reporting from, especially for our audience. I know you reported from the Gulf War. You reported from other areas of conflict, and just really appreciate your journalistic capabilities in those situations. When you cover a situation like that and you interact with the troops, what do you find? What do you come away with?
Well, the love of the American soldier, male and female. When I was covered the first Gulf War, I was with the Marine Corps. I was embedded with them, and we headed into Kuwait, and to see the bravery and the determination, the camaraderie. I'm the son of a B-17 bomber captain who had 11 missions over Germany in World War II and wow. Crash landed in a field in France. We have a real strong love of the military in our family, and that's why, as I said at the start of this, it's such an honor to talk to you and your listeners. I love you guys, and I hope to give you a little bit of entertainment with this. It's a fascinating part of our culture. I always say that crime is like the canary in the mine shaft of our civilization and who we are as a people. And when you realize a story like this with people who had everything in life that you could imagine, and yet they fell prey to anger and jealousy and envy and all that, and it led to murder, is fascinating.
Wow. It's great stuff. I can't wait to start listening. Peter Van Zandt, thank you so much for the time.
Hey, thank you.
We'll be right back here in the National Defense.
I answered the call. Together, we fought for our nation and its people. And even though I no longer wear the uniform, I am still a Marine. My service has come full circle. I will continue to support my country and my community. Then and now, Semper Fidelis remains my promise. Always faithful, always Marine.
At National Geographic Society, we believe in the power of wonder. It drives us to explore, pushes us to see the world differently, moves us to action. And we believe that today, wonder is more essential than ever.
Wow.
That's why we're supporting a new generation of explorers to ask big questions, make breakthroughs, and bring the future closer. Wonder awaits. Will you join us? Visit natgeo.org/wonder.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.